Thanks very much, and good morning. I'm going to just run over some of the main findings of this research. And firstly, you know, why did we look at shopping? Why was it important? Well, if you look at travel in the UK, shopping accounts for 20% of all trips by all modes. And shopping and related activities, things like banking, going to the hairdressers, etc., account for 30% of all car journeys. So if you compare that to, say, 21% of car journeys for commuting and business, obviously it's very important. Many of these findings are actually quite topical, particularly in view of the Eddington study that came out on Friday looking at road pricing. Because within the study, we did a poll of 1,000 motorists, and we asked how it would affect their shopping patterns or the shops they go to if a £5 congestion charge were introduced. And we actually found that a third of them said that they would go to a different town or shop. When we looked at that in more detail, we found that 27% would choose to travel by different means if they were at a £5 charge, and 21% would make that journey less often. So the point we were making here is that if we do have congestion charging schemes, and we support them in principle, we have to look at different ways of considering lower off-peak charges, or indeed no off-peak charges, if we don't want to just deter shoppers and get them voting with their wheels. Some other general points that the report shows. 70% of all shoppers actually arrive by car. 20% of car journeys are for shopping. But even those without a car, they actually travel by car for a third of their shopping trips. And that's quite often getting lifts with friends or indeed taxis. You quite often see outside supermarkets, particularly in low-income areas, you do see taxis waiting, picking people up. 54% of those polled had experienced congested roads when shopping. And on average, we make a trip to the shops every other day, and twice a week we go for personal business, things like hairdressers, dry cleaners, etc. The average number of shopping trips has actually fallen by 13% over the last 10 years, but the length of the trip has increased by over 10%. Buses account for 6% of all trips, but interestingly, nearly 30% of bus trips are actually for shopping. So very important in the town and city centres. But when we looked overall, the car really has become the shopping trolley of convenience for people. 63% said it was just the convenience. 56% said it was the carryability, carrying the heavy goods. And 47% said it helped with the distance that they travelled. Many respondents also felt that the car was actually cheaper than alternatives, and indeed safer. However, in previous research that we've looked at, people are often unaware, actually, of the costs and the availability of public transport. Others, though, favoured the car as it actually allowed for chain trips, so they'd visit the shops on the way back from work, before going to the gym, etc. We also looked to the future and future trends and whether the uptake of online shopping would have implications for transport. Internet shopping is actually the fastest growing market in the retail sector. 60% of UK households now have computers, 80% of these have broadband. And our survey found that almost half of men and indeed women had shopped online for goods other than things like airline, theatre or sports tickets. So almost half had shopped online. They gave different reasons for internet shopping. 3 out of 4 internet shoppers stated that they used the internet just to compare prices. 3/4 said it actually saved the hassle of getting the car out or waiting for the bus, or it avoided the frustration of being caught up in congestion. And older people without cars, when they use the internet, they recognise actually the cost saving of not actually making that journey. In 91% of cases, and this perhaps surprised us, but the internet shopper said the delivery of their goods was actually trouble-free, and that the goods actually did arrive on the right time and the right date. Other internet findings were that 78% of internet shoppers still want to go to the store to look at goods. 1 in 6 people don't use the internet. 1 in 7 of those over the age of 65 have bought online. Ocado makes 46,000 home deliveries a week for Waitrose. Tesco's home shopping service takes 150,000 orders a week. And 9.6 million shoppers have access to high-speed broadband. And it's actually estimated for high-speed shops, electrical shops, the cost of trading electrical goods on the internet is 15% less than the high street equivalent. So obviously some retailers are looking to save money there. We then questioned, though, whether e-tailing has actually reduced overall trips by replacing the trip to the store, or are these trips replaced by leisure trips, and does home delivery increase the number of delivery trips? Well, if the shopping trip was actually part of a chain trip for other purposes, the trip may still take part, even if it doesn't have the shopping component. But research for the Foundation in our Motors and Modem study said that despite these questions, internet shopping could reduce car shopping travel by 10% by 2010 on a baseline of 2000. But as I say, our study also found that almost 80% of internet shoppers, they still want to go to the store, they still want to look at products, even if they're buying them online. Now, this doesn't necessarily generate more car trips, as the visit may be part of a trip chain, or indeed, because they don't have to carry heavy goods, they may be more inclined to use public transport where it is available. Online shopping accounted for almost £5 billion worth of sales last Christmas, 50% up on December 2004. And according to Interactive Media and Retail Group, there was a bit in the Sunday Times, yesterday was meant to be the busiest online shopping day before Christmas. I'm not sure if that happened or not. And there's a quote, actually, quite interesting one, from James Roper of Interactive Media and Retail Group, who actually said, "It was said that the internet was just catalogued shopping with bells on for nerds, but it is now clear it is the future." Anyway, in short, the report's key recommendations were what we need is a long-term vision, and that's essential for a town's vitality. The consequences of traffic management changes on the vitality of retail really must be considered, and in particular, that can affect smaller and specialist shops. But also we found, you know, no matter how much we want to promote public transport, cars can't be wished away when it comes to retail. Because even with internet shopping, cars and car journeys must still be planned for. 6% of shopping trips and 80% of shopping mileage is done by the car. But also parking, we found, was absolutely essential. And it should be seen as a service, not just a source of revenue for local authorities. And it should be designed accordingly. In the survey, 44% of shoppers could not find a space when out shopping in the last 12 months. And planning, the planning system, and we may hear more about that today, but it needs to reflect the realities of how people live. We did find that there were retail deserts with miles of houses and no local shops. And we actually state in the report that each housing estate should have good transport links to at least one supermarket to actually help the people living there. And also that local authorities should now review some of the nighttime curfews for deliveries as trucks are getting quieter and many stores are actually located outside of residential areas. So good transport links for cars and public transport are vital for the successful retail. And successful retail is indeed vital if town and city centres are to remain prosperous and indeed attractive. Too many local authorities fall into the trap of looking at traffic and transport in isolation from the wider needs of the area. And minor changes, such as things like parking controls, or indeed major changes, as things like congestion charging, could ruin retail if they're not well planned. So in conclusion, our study found that despite the increase in e-shopping, transport access to brick and mortar shops will remain crucial in the foreseeable future. And we believe that national and local government can influence retail success through planning and development control, through traffic management, and indeed good parking access. However, these interventions do need to be used with care and in the context of a much longer-term vision for a successful town or city. Things like road pricing shouldn't just be seen as an end in itself. Successful cities can't function without successful retail, which in turn needs good transport and parking provision. That is the broad overview. There's much more in the report, but we thought it would also be useful to hear from retailers. So I'd like to ask John Godfrey from Boots, say a few.